Hello, and welcome to Word of Life podcast. This is the platform where we bring you the daily devotional by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome called Rhapsody of Realities. I trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. What if I tell you that there is a purpose and a plan ordained by God for your life? Yes, there is. There is the perfect will of God for every child of God. The question is, have you discovered this purpose and are you living in the center of God's will? You see, in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, God said, "For I know the thoughts I have for you, the thoughts I have concerning you." He said that they are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. There is an expected end for you, and that is of good. Hallelujah. In today's Rhapsody of Realities article, Pastor Chris titled it, "Be in the Center of God's Will." Praise the Lord. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Hallelujah. That is the opening scripture for today's article, and it has been taken from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 in the Amplified Classic Version. Praise the Lord. There is a life that had been predestined by God. Hallelujah. He prepared it ahead of time, and today He wants us to walk in them, living that good life He prearranged and made ready for you and me. And Pastor Chris starts by saying, "Something I always wanted with God was to be in the center of His will for my life." Hallelujah. I didn't want anything to push me out of it. I knew that being in the center of His will is the perfect place of safety. Hallelujah. Nowhere else would satisfy. And when I found out that He already had my life all planned out, I chose to run with that plan and no longer have to make my own plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is a perfect place of safety, and that is right in the center of God's perfect will for your life and for my life. And we ought to discover that purpose. We ought to discover and live in that life. Glory to God. You see, a lot of people today live outside of their will, outside of God's will for their life. And Pastor says that nothing else would satisfy. Anything outside of God's perfect will for your life would not satisfy. There will always be a want. There will always be a need. There will always be something missing. But in Christ, hallelujah, when you discover His will and purpose for your life, it's a beautiful life. It's a perfect life. It's a good life. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, "We aren't some form of afterthoughts in God's plan." No. Hallelujah. We are not here by chance. Glory to God. Our lives were carefully orchestrated. Praise God Almighty. The works God commanded us to do were planned beforehand. Hallelujah. The question isn't whether the plan has been made. The question is whether you will agree in your life to live according to His plan. Our theme verse says, where to take paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. God already made your life perfect. Hallelujah. The question is, do you want to discover and live in that life today? That life is a good life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your path of life was prepared ahead of time, says Pastor Chris. He planned for you, not just to live, but to live the good life. Praise the Lord. And if you aren't living a good life, it means that you're not on the path that God prearranged for you. And I'm using the word of God to correct you even now, says Pastor Chris. If your life today is full of chaos, things are not working well, you're not sure whether you're going or coming, things are literally upside down, that may suggest that you're not living a good life. That may suggest that you're not living in the perfect will of God for your life. You see, my brother and sister, there is a good life. There is a good will, a perfect will, and there is an acceptable will of God. You see, when you're living in the good will of God, it's the general will of God. But you might run into trouble living that way. Things might not always work for you. If you're living in the acceptable will of God, that's when you have put your needs, your desires in front of God's will. And you pray and you fast and you ask God for many things. And eventually, He reluctantly releases those desires for you. Yes, it's nice, you know, but you might run into trouble again because it is not God's perfect will for you. But you see, when you're living God's perfect will for your life, everything is good. Hallelujah. Everything works together. Hallelujah. This peace, this joy, you're content in the life that you live. Remember, His thoughts for you are thoughts of peace. Glory to God, not of evil. So God will never place a difficult situation in your path. He does not use the things of evil to tempt His children. He wants you to live a full life. That is why Jesus came. Glory to God. A life of peace. That is the life He wants to give you today. You see, God is not an author of confusion. So every good thing according to the word of God cometh from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Hallelujah. His thoughts for you today is that you live a beautiful life. Glory to God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says, God hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, glory to God, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Glory to God. Purpose and grace were given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, says Pastor Chris. The plan was already there and now is made manifest. Glory to God. It's made manifest in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, Christ, Jesus Christ, He abolished death and brought us eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He brought immortality. Hallelujah. Life and immortality. He brought them to light. Hallelujah. Through the gospel. Glory to God. And he brought us the life that we ought to live as God's saints. That life means an ageless life, a wantless life, a fearless life, and a deathless life. Glory to God. That is the life you ought to live as a child of God. That is the gospel Jesus Christ brought us. Glory to God. And Pastor Chris says, would you embrace it? Would you accept it today? Would you look for that life through God's word? Hallelujah. As you grow in the knowledge, hallelujah, of God, hallelujah, you discover grace. Grace increases in your life. Your life becomes easier. Hallelujah. Things, good things gravitate towards you. You just live a beautiful life. Hallelujah. Yes, it's possible. You know, some people think, well, the life that we live is ups and down. It's up, you know, today is good, tomorrow is not. No, that is not the life God wants you to live. He says in his word that the path of the righteous, the path of a child of God ought to be, is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. It's from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from faith to faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Pastor Chris says, this is your time for a realignment. Yes, listening to this podcast today, ask yourself, am I living in God's perfect will for me? And if you can't answer that question, then it's time to go in the Word, because that's where you discover who you are in Him. You know, as you spend time praying, listening to the Word of God, meditating on His Word, you will hear Him. You see, God's Word is His voice. Hallelujah. You spend time in His Word, meditating, praying. Hallelujah. And in no time, you see your paths, you see things aligning, everything being fixed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You see, Pastor says, God wants you to have a full, deep, and clear knowledge of His will, His purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Living His purpose for your life and to fulfill it. You discover this life and you fulfill it. There is a purpose and you ought to fulfill it. And Pastor Chris lastly said, nothing could be more important. Glory to God. Nothing could be more important than being in the center of God's will at this time, at this season of your life. Hallelujah. You see, in the world, the way it goes is, you're a child, you go to school, you finish with a degree, you do your master's, you get married, you have children. That is the way, the pattern of the world. But in Christ, it might be that His thoughts for you are completely different. That from a child, you're doing big things for the Lord. It might not be that you go to university. It might not be that you have children or that you get married. It might be something completely different. But until you come into His life, come into oneness with Him, you will not discover your purpose. You will not discover your real meaning in life. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that having all those things are not good. I'm saying you ought to discover what His thoughts are for you. What does He want James to be? What does He want John to be? What does He want you to be? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's take the confession together. By the Spirit and through the Word, I know and walk in God's perfect will at all times. The Father's heart, thoughts, plans, will, purposes, and the mysteries of the kingdom are unveiled to my spirit continually. This an unveiling of His deep truths to my spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And for further study, please look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 8 to 10. Praise the Lord. If you're listening today, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you see, that's where it starts. You have to be aligned to His will by accepting Jesus first into your heart. Hallelujah. And that's when your real destiny begins. Would you accept Him today by saying this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart? If you're serious about it, be sure to know that God will hear you. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. I believe that He died for me and that God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Glory to God." Thank you. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you are now a genuine child of God. Your new destiny begins today. Hallelujah. Thank you all for listening. I trust you've been inspired by today's article. Keep flourishing in the house of God. Keep walking, discovering and walking in God's perfect will for your life. Till next time, God bless you.